Welcome to Coffee House Sessions. We've just been treated to a lovely performance from Samantha Dernan, and I'm delighted to say she's joined me right now. So hello, Samantha.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you for asking. How's the tour going?
It's going really well. I'm a little bit tired now, but it's going really, really well. I'm really enjoying it. All the universities have been great so far.
How many have you been to so far? Has it been busy?
I think, how many? 12 universities have been to now. So
two a day?
Yeah, I think it's about two or three a day, yeah.
Wow. And I read, I think on your bio, that you gigged in Houston, Dubai, Australia.
Yeah.
And now in Curiosity in Coventry,
yeah,
which is your favourite so far.
This one has to be
the right answer.
yeah, it's been a crazy couple of months. So my management is based in quite a few different places.
Okay.
So they've got quite a few contacts out there. So wherever I'm going, I always get a gig wherever I go. So it's great.
That is great, yeah. And also, I read you supported Ed Sheeran, The Hoosiers, and Beverly Knight.
Yeah, with the Ed Sheeran thing, this was in 2010.
Okay.
This was just before I released the A-Team. He was huge on YouTube and stuff. Mm. And we did a gig at the, It's somewhere in London, South Bank Centre, that's it.
Okay.
And it was a charity event, and he was there and performing. And he was really big still then, and it was just great to be able to say, do you know what, I've done a gig with Ed Sheeran. Crazy.
That's ridiculous. Now he's doing Wembley, obviously you can say
totally, yeah. It's
yeah, exactly. Do you prefer doing this sort of thing, or do you like supporting the bigger artists? Do you like doing your own sort of thing?
Yeah, a little bit. I love to be able to just especially with the coffee house session, go and then do my thing and be able, because I learn from it just as much as performing and by speaking to people. And with performing with bigger artists, they kind of, I don't want to say steal the show, but I'm a little bit taken back, they're the big artists. But when I'm doing it individually, it's kind of I'm learning for myself, and it's just nice to be able to chill and just perform.
So you released your latest single in November, I believe.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? And that's actually had Radio 1 airplay, I believe.
That's
pretty crazy,
That's my first Radio 1 play. Mm. And I was absolutely over the moon as soon as I found it.
Yeah.
I didn't actually get notified by it. It was someone that tweeted me and said, I love your song, who would have thought, just heard it on Radio 1. And I was like, what?
So you didn't even know about it? You couldn't even listen to it yourself?
No,
on the
I was what do you mean? Straight away I got online and was like, where is it?
Yeah.
But I was really, really proud of that. It was great to get on Radio 1.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And you've got your video out on YouTube as well.
That's got released in November, so it's quite cool. The girl who actually filmed it is on the Coffee House tour with me now, doing little bits and bobs.
Cool.
To capture the moment kind of thing.
Yeah, I think, has it got 7,000 views on,
I think so, yeah. To be honest, I released Who Would Have Thought before I signed a new management deal.
Okay.
And I released it before then, and then I've released it again. Mm-hmm. So we're still pushing it out there a little bit.
Sure.
So it's cool.
And you also released your debut EP last year as well?
That was when I just signed again to my management.
Okay.
And they were a little bit older songs, and we just wanted to get it out there. So they were literally just get it out there, just call it Samantha Dernan, quickly put it out. And then just for people to be able to say what Samantha all about, kind of music does she play. And we just released it, but there's a lot of new up and coming songs coming up.
Oh, cool.
So
I was going to ask if you got plans for another EP or an album in the near future.
I'm working towards the end of the year. I'm going to release a six-track album. An EP. Six-track EP.
Right.
And I'm going to release singles every couple of weeks until the end of the year. So that should be cool. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that's definitely something to look forward to. So you played a Fleetwood Mac song for us earlier, The Chain, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
Thank you.
It was very good. And also read that your influences are Stevie Nicks, Katie Tunstall, and Michelle Branch. And that definitely comes through in the singles, I think. I think Old, which you started with today, that sounded very much like Katie Tunstall. I really like that song.
Thank you very much.
A very good song. And Alive and Someday as well.
Yeah.
Very Michelle Branch, Alanis Morissette. Is that something that you sort of aim to do?
A little bit. I mean, I think the people that I listen to, apart from Stevie Nicks, are very quite 90s. Obviously, yeah. Katie Tunstall came through in 2000, but more like for Michelle Branch, that kind of Alanis Morissette. I think what I try to do is I'm already influenced by them, so it's just kind of in my blood, shall we say. But then I just try and add a little bit of a modern twist, because that kind of music I absolutely love, and I'd love for it to come back, and the kind of female singer-songwriter.
Yeah, there's definitely a gap in the market for it.
I'd love to be able to push that and make it a little bit more modern and see what happens.
Because there's a nice range on the EP, because obviously there's Who Would Have Thought as well, which is different to those songs. It is nice to see such a range on just a six-track EP.
Thank you, yeah.
So when did you start getting into playing guitar and writing your own music?
I started playing guitar when I was 7. My dad introduced me to playing the guitar, and from then on I just couldn't put the guitar down, really. And then I wrote my first song when I was 7 years old, after I learned a few chords on the guitar. I got guitar lessons, and on my first lesson I said, right, I've wrote a song, I can show you my first chords. And he said, right, let's record it. And then I've been recording ever since then. I used to go to guitar lessons, and he used to teach me bits to my own songs. And then that's how really I've gone along, and just ever since. I am 22 now, and I've just been in the studio, so I absolutely love it.
That's fine. I mean, you must be just born talented songwriter. I mean, have you listened back to that song that you wrote when you were 7?
Not recently. I do have it, though. I do sound a little bit like a
chipmunk. It's not going to be released on the next EP, is it?
Fingers crossed, you know, a bit of a remix.
On the B-side or something. Yeah. So I was looking at some of your videos on your Facebook page, and there's a bit of experimentation with a loop pedal.
Oh yeah.
Which is obviously something that Ed Sheeran's very famous for.
Yeah.
I think it was a cover of My Head Is a Jungle, which was very impressive. Is that something that you want to utilize in the future?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, loop pedals on stage, especially in my opinion, I always think, oh, if you miss the pedal, that's it.
Yeah.
do you know what I mean? But I do enjoy, being a songwriter, I love, building things up, adding new ideas. And that's how I actually write a lot of my songs, is by using a loop pedal and building it up and building around and having, up to 20 different tracks of different instrument sounds just from a guitar. But it's something definitely I'd look into performing live. I have to practice it, though, to have full confidence. I like to be comfortable on stage. Ed Sheeran just does it there's no tomorrow, do you know what I mean?
I'm sure he felt that.
Totally.
It's that same way the first time he tried it, I suppose, and I suppose look at him now, really. But,
exactly.
I mean, I suppose it's just that first time getting out of the way without him.
And just doing it, just go for it.
Yeah.
I should just go for it.
Absolutely. And I believe you're relocating to London in the summer, is that correct?
I'm kind of doing more stuff in London, more gigs and stuff. I tend to just kind of stay at home, in Teesside, and then venture out to different areas.
Right.
So definitely I'll be in London a lot, just visiting for gigs and and recording really soon.
Okay.
So I look forward to that.
So you see London as a really important sort of area to exploit.
Definitely, in the UK. But after doing the coffee house sessions, I have been venturing out a lot in the UK, so there is a lot of areas that I thought, oh wow.
Coventry.
Exactly. I have to come back to Coventry.
your Facebook page has more than 12,000 likes on it, which is really, really good. How important is social media, including Facebook and Twitter, to sort of enhancing yourself as an artist?
It's really important. I depend on Facebook and just all social medias. A lot of the out of the 12,000 likes at first, because my management deal with it, but they're mainly from Brazil and Spain.
Really?
and America. So it's good in a way, because it's getting my name out there all over the world, really.
Global.
But it would be great to get a lot more followers in the UK, as that's where I'm based.
Sure.
But who knows? I never know. Could be venturing off to America or Brazil. But it's really important. I post everything on there, and any news, and I think any artist the same will say that it's really important. So I like to put nice posts out there to the people that are listening.
And finally, what are the what are your plans for the rest of 2015? Have you got any plans post Coffee House tour?
That would be quite cool to do something else like the coffee shop tour. But I think my plans for 2015 are to get my name out there and to just get as many followers as possible, like I said, in the UK or out the UK, anywhere. I'll be releasing my 6 EP six track EP. And releasing singles and videos along with that. So there's going to be some new music. So just getting my name out there as much as possible will be 2015.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to that. Best of luck for the rest of the year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for performing for us. That was Coffee House Sessions with Samantha Dernan.